Tuesday the 22nd of June, Yud Tammuz, Vav Moshe Halpin, Birchas Ha'etz on Kiddush Wine.
Title is, we had a bit of difficulty trying to bring it out as it is. That was the closest we could get it to putting it down in easy language. The Mugavrum Simen Reish Ches Sirkut Muchof Bais brings a Chivas Mahari Halaivi, a typical Jewish story, if you're allowed to say so. There was a chippah. By the chippah, there's Zukman Sheva Bruchas. The first, actually, we say more than Sheva Bruchas. There's a Birchas Eirasin and a Birchas Nasiin, both which are said on the cross. And before one says the Birchas Eirasin, the Birchas Nasiin, one says a Boya Piyagufin on the cross. Now, in those times, and I think even nowadays in certain circles, it's not after the Ruv or the Rosh Shiva is Masadik, says the Bruchas, it's after the Chazan of the Besmedrish. I've seen it maybe on the Bruch Achrit or with others. And so in those times, vast also, maybe because of this story, things changed. The Shliach Tzibbe, the Chazan, was the one who said the Bruchas. Somebody, the Siddur Kedishin himself, was up to the Ruv as Yedaitiv Gitne Kedishin. But the Bruchas was said by the Shliach Tzibbe, maybe after Rugelech Hashayna Shtipu Chazunas. Just by the way, Zuktaz in Shlaim, there used to be an elderly person who used to say that he used to be Masadik edition together with Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld by the Chippas. Someone asked him, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld didn't really need your sort of help. He was a very distinguished and capable ruler, Vayida Zukna, Grace Tam Tuchim. So he said, yeah, he used to make Siddur Kedishin. I used to sing the Mi'ade or Mi Bon Siach, what one sings when the Kala goes around the Chusim. So he felt that he was a joint partner in the Siddur Kedishin. Avadu, the Shliach Tzibbe, was the one who said the Bruchas. The Shliach Tzibbe was obviously very emotional. Maybe it was his first time that he had the opportunity to voice his song. So he took the Chos to Machabeus Eilesen, and instead of ringing out a Boyer Pri Agufen, he made a Boyer Pri Huaitz. All of the basis by the Chippe, Gwein Dot Naid, a Grace of Tom Tuchen, the Yid Tom Tuchen told him, in Shuldix, Reb Chazen, you have to make a Boyer Pri Agufen. This Shliach Tzibbe, either he wasn't, didn't have enough the Chayretz for the Tom Tuchen, or he was himself a learned person. He said, no, but the Eved, if one made on wine, boiler, pre-awaits, is menochiyotz, because in essence, if wine, the grapes are also a boiler pre-awaits. This Talmid Chochem obviously felt that it was not in order, and he told him that if you're not going to obey, I'm putting you into chayrim. And this Shliach Tzibbe did not obey. So the Shala was brought to the Maria Levi, whether the Shliach Tzibbe was right in not repeating. If he was right, then he's not entitled to be put into chayim. If he is not right, and he didn't obey, was the Talmud Chochma Tzuk, then he is in chayim. Whether the condition, oh, you asked me whether it's ma'akev, whether the. Here the aluch is vote. Well, that we'll soon see as bedieved. We'll soon at the end of the shir that the making a lakos is nishma'akev bedieved. Soon see. It's a machloek, it's actually a machloek, it's a shayna, it's a ma'akev bedieved. That was soon seen, but soon coming to the end. Yeah, there is two parts over here. The Maria Levi discusses, in general, in Birch Sanahenen, where someone would make a boiler pre-weights on grape juice, and even if we were to say that normally it would be okay, but over here, by Birch Sanahenen and Birch Nasien, there's a point to stress that it could be that it's not okay. So you bring that list. The Gemara says that Be'etzem, all juices we don't make the same bruchas on the peira. If you take apple juice, one makes a shakel. The Gemara says that juices are not considered the fruit themselves; they're considered zeyas, like the sweat of the fruit. I actually something which is a bit when one learns birchas peiros, it's a bit hard to understand why that should be so. If you take the fruit, there's nothing in it. And I don't think I've seen brought about on citrus fruits. One would certainly understand if one takes the citrus fruit, it's basically juice and it's got the bags which hold there one is schwerer to verstehen why the Jews should not be considered part of the payah. But there is the halucha that all juices are considered not part of the fruit, and one makes a shahu. There's two exceptions to that. That is olive oil and grape juice or wine. Olive oil, the Gemara says, has to be in certain circumstances, because normally one doesn't, no one in their normal mind drinks cups of olive oils together with a certain sort of herbs, a sort of a medicine, a cough mixture, whatever it is. The Gemara says that on olive oil one makes the brucha boya piwaits, whereas on grape juice, which is, the Gemara says, it's got two malas. It's suet, it makes someone feels full, and it's mesameach. I don't know whether grape juice is mesameach, but wine is it's mesameach. So since it's got its suet and mesameach, they upgraded it by two grades. From the shahakol, not only to eight, it was brought up to a bayuk yagufim. So those who are on the side of the shmir tzibah felt fine. The Gemara says, in the Mishnah says in Brukhas Taf Mem Omed Aleph, if one made on fruit of a tree a boya pri adomu, one is yoitzer, because the tree, although the fruit grows on the tree comes from the earth. If one makes on a vegetable a boya pri weitz lo yutzu, and the Mishnah finishes off ba'al kilom, that means sa on fruit of the tree and sound vegetables, and that's a klal gudol, that if one made a shahakol on everything, one is yoitza, when there's a sufik in the brucha, as always Mishnah B'riyah says, one should make a shahakol. And the Gemara is a machloikus opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, whether this klal, if that applies only to normal fruit of the tree or vegetables of the ground, or to bread and wine also, which have been specially upgraded from their normal brucha, whether there one is also yotzu the brucha of shahakol. And the halucha is like Rabbi Yochanan, that even on bread and on wine one can make the shahakol. So the shahla is like this: if you would have made a shahakol near bedvuroi, we talk about normally here under the chikul, since here maybe it's a bit of a difference. If one would have made a shahakul, one would have been yoitza, or make some grape juice, a shahakul, one is yoitza. The question is, he didn't take the shahakul, he took a grade further, the huaitz. Can you say, it's much better, he didn't only make a shahakul, he went up to the brucha, which is the huaitz. And like we see, shemen zayis, olive oil, which wasn't upgraded to a special boya pri or aitza zayis, it was upgraded once. So if he didn't, not only he didn't make a shahakol, he made a boya pri or aitza zayis. That's one side of the argument. The Maria Leiby, interestingly enough, says, no, since normal juices are a shahakol, if he would have made a shahakol, he would have been yoitza. Chazal didn't, by the grape juice, make one step away and then went up to a boya pri gufen. It went straight up from a shahakol to a boya pri gufen. Either he makes a boya pri gufen, or he makes a shahakol. You can't make half measures. The huaitz does not apply. Olive oil is a huaitz, but the grape juice, it does not apply. And he brings a raya from a befeish toisus in bruchas tafid based on aleph, which is just by the way. But these gedolim knew shas and toisus without a computer, so it's not even something which is part of the sigya there. But it's brought down in toisus befeish. The Gemara says, what happens if someone made a brucha on a cup which he thought is beer, and lamasa it is wine? When he says urechat Hashem lekani meilech loylam, he thought it was beer. Shpeter after zechichat, he realized that it was wine. So he finished off the right brucha boyer pregufin. Do we say that Hamas he said the boyer pregufin, or do we say no, that the urechat Hashem lekani meilech loylam, the Shem and Malchus, which is an important part of the brucha, if one just says Burach Melech Loilam, one is not Yoitza. So by Burach Ato Hashem and Lekayim Melech Loilam, he also has to have in mind on the right brucha. As Hashem, it's a busa, the Mekura, the busa Mekura Ozlinan, or busa Ike Brucha. Do we go according to the stuff? Says Tosus, that's only if he had a mistake. When he says the Burach Ato Hashem, he thought it was Whatever the case. He thought it was a different beverage than what he's got there, and the master of this. But what happens if he knew that it was wine? And he started off, he knew it was wine, and he said by mistake the boyer pri waits, and then he suddenly realized that it's not, and he said the boyer pri gufen, but he, in his mind, he knew he was making a brucha. Was? No, Tois doesn't say so. Tois says, Adgal, you know, Tois says, what happens? He knew it was grape juice. He made a mistake. By mistake, the slip of his tongue, he said, Boyk waits. If it's Toich Kedei Dibber, he can. He said by mistake, Boyk waits, but not because he didn't know it was grape juice. He knew it was grape juice, but it was a slip of the tongue. Or he said, Boyk waits, he suddenly chaps himself. It's Toich Kedei Dibber, he can say, Boyk waits. Vasos and Tois says, that if he would not correct himself, but initiates again, the choyah often arrives in toisters that if one makes the boy pre weights on grape juice, one is not yet shine right. The kivaygon the gemura on toisters stuff he based on the alof sukt efeshtaynish toisters. How can it be worse than if he would make a shachon ibedvuray? He would be yotzer if he made the boy pre weights. What is zechi daf yetsam? And the master, he brings a chivas Guinness Verudim, of Dinah from the Gedolim from 200-300 years ago, who says that there's a difference, we see in a couple of places in Shas and in Halucha, there's a difference in Halucha between juices from all other fruits and juices from grapes and olives. The Gaba Trimus and Masters, we see that although juices from other fruits are not considered the fruit themselves, juice of olives and grapes in the Hilchos Shabbos, the Gaba Schita, we see the Gaba Soichetzan, we see there that the juices of olives and of grapes are considered part of the fruit of themselves, are considered like the fruit. So their brucha would not have been a shahakol, even without the swura that grape juice is suet, it makes someone satisfied and is a mesamayach, because in Eitzim it's part of the fruit itself, it's considered like the fruit, so therefore one should be yoitzer with the boyer with boyer priyoyitz. Toisus was trying to bring out the inyan that there is a difference if someone had in mind a different fruit, or if he had in mind the right fruit but just made the wrong brucha. And Toisus took this example, but in Emerson the example is, if one can say, is not the right example. Zeidem's a matrik. The Das HaToysus, that although Toysus was those that if one would say a way to break up from the Yotza, Toysus was just trying to bring out that there's a difference whether he does not, he thought that what he's holding in his hand is a different drink, or whether he knew it was the right drink but just made the wrong brucha. But the Master, even if he would stick to the Boyer Pi Way, it's what the Yotza went on. Zoe is the Guinness Rudim. Matchik in Toysus. The same thing?
Why?
No, Shahakal, everyone is Moida, that one is Yetzer.
Not if you're saying that this is different because it's almost like the Peri. You're saying, say someone on him is the Peri, not the Zed.
Yeah, of the Masa, even on a Peri, one would be Yetzer if one says Shahakal. That's often a Gemur and Ruchus, one can say Samachloikus, Rapinder and Abyechman, of the Luchis, is according to Abyechman, that one is Yetzer, one says Abu Shahakal. The Mugavrun, after bringing the Chivas Maria Levi, who says one is not Yotzer, says Ayin, like one should look, in Bruchas, Sof Perik Zayin, the end of the seventh Perik. There's a Gemara, in olden times, the wine, which was made was more like a thick syrup, and we see a syrup, and we see by there's such thing as mezigas hakos before one bench, one added on water, one part to three, one part to four, it was more like a syrup. What halucha has the syrup got before it's been diluted? It's like a concentrate, which is not drinkable, palatable. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Yain atzle nusin atoychei mayim." Before one is put in Well, my English not so good. Schkefer. Good? He's good? Ah, fine. It's not good, though. Schkefer. The MS is that my father says in Yerushalmi, it says that there was a Gzeres Chai Dubo, Chazal Ugoyan. In Yerushalmi, one of the Gzeres Chai Dubo is Alashoinom, that one should not speak the same language as the nations around us. And that's why there was Ladino, Yiddish. And even I think there's some Sofer who spoke in Deutsch. They had a different sort of accent or spelling or those hands can handle a bit of Mishamas. What?
You've got nothing to worry about.
No, I'm not worried. I'll say Mitchum another shit about them. Yeah, okay. So the Gemara says that the concentrated wine, before one added on water to it, the Tanakhama says, I'm a vach nula boyer pri hagufen, one does not make a boyer pri hagufen, only boyer pri hawaits. Once one is added on water, the Chachumim say that even on the concentrate, one can say a boyer pri hagufen. In Lechoya, this is a shtaka raya, that if we can see that on the concentrate, there is a reblazer who says, the Ketchila one says a boyer pri hawaits on the concentrate. So even though according to the Chachumim, the Ketchila, the halucha is boyer pri hagufen, it's with the Svura would say that the Dieva, the Chachum would also be Moida, that Al Kapunam on the concentrate, one could the Dieva be Yotzu, the Boy Priagofim. It would also follow to say that even if one has diluted it, if one can on the concentrate make a Boy Priagofim for Dieva, so one can a Yotzuzan also once it's been diluted. The Master of the Achronim bring down in the Ritva, there's a Ritva on Hilchus Bruchus, who says that one is Yoitza on wine or grape juice if one has made Boire Prihuait. So though we've got the Machlokes of the Achronim, there's Befei Sharishin, who says that one is Yoitza if one has made on grape juice or on wine or Boire Prihuait. The Maria Levi, who was the one who said that one is not Yoitza, said that even if one would say that normally on Birchas Anahenin one is Yoitza, if one just take wine or grape juice and made the Boyer Pagofen, by Birchas HaMitzvahs, like Eilesen, Nesien, Kiddush, Bris, there Chazal were Mesachim that one should say the Brucha Al HaKos. Yeah, the reason why one can make the brucha on the kos, because it adds shivas to the brucha, if it says on the kos of wine. Here, one would be defeating the purpose, even if al spirs on the hand, and one would be yoitzer with a shahakol, shahakol's mezech yoitzer, even if one would take the opinion of the Guinness of Rudim, that one would be yoitzer with making a boyer pri hawaits, but you're defeating the whole purpose. The whole purpose was to make the birchas hamitzvahs al hakos. If the birchas hamitzvah is al hakos, you have to give the chushav of the brucha. If not, you take away the chshivas, which Chazal or the shoinim, the goinim, the mesachin, that one should say the brucha al hakos. The Guinness Rudim says that first of all, even the Chazal were mesachin al hakos. It's not the brucha that is the issue, it's the eitzim zach that one has taken a kos of wine, that's added on the chshivas. And second of all, he says, there's a machloek to show him if there isn't wine to be had, whether one can make a birch seyes and a birch senesien, so machloek to think the Rambam and the Rosh. What everyone agrees is that there is such a thing called Chama Medina, a beverage of the country, but whatever it is. And tea, huh? Here it's maybe considered tea. Tea is a bit of a shala, because tea could be considered baits and water. It's just got a bit of a spice. So whether one can make Abdullah, it's a bit of a shala. But in places where beer is considered Chama Medina, Shtait Klun, Shach Nurach, that one can make a Birchus Eilesin on Chama Medina. No, on the beer, if you'd have a big pint of beer dot in the Masadic edition, you wouldn't make a boyer pri. Go finish the boyer pri, so make a shahakol. So we can see that the main issue is that it should be on the cost of the Chama Medina, the brucha who eats, or the brucha boyer pri gufin in Ishmaakiv. A similar shala, like there is on the grape juice or wine, could also be on bread, where Chazal were mesaken, although it's something which comes from wheat grows from the ground, So one could make, you should make either shahakel or make a bayer piyadomu. Chazal were masakim that one makes a brucha amoytzi lechem nuretz. What is a lucha if someone made a boiler mina mezoinus bread? There's a whole issue about the mezoinus bread. You won't get that to share for itself. What the heter is to make, but we're talking about something which is vadai moitzi. What's the lucha if someone made a boiler mina mezoinus? Now, in Sim Kif Samaches, there is, when the Shechnuch discusses what is considered bread and what is considered cakes and biscuits which you make a bayim lemezoinus, there's a concept which the Gemara calls pas habul bekisnen. I think there's three shittas what pas habul bekisnen is, and in every shitta, as Rabbi says, there's shittas what the shitta is. It's a very complicated halucha. The Bais Yosef says that whenever there's a suffix, what one should make, whether it is considered bread or not considered bread, the suffix one should make a gola kila and make a boim in a mezoinus. The Bachas, what says you should gola kila? If this, whatever you're eating, is be'etzem considered bread and you're making a boim in a mezoinus, you haven't made the right brucha. So how can you be oitzer to make a brucha? Levatula, you're oiver on a laugh in loisisul, shem lekechul ashov. Nemung Avrum quotes the Bach and says that the Bach says that in a suffix one can't make brucha boim in a mezoinus. Nemung Avrum says that one should be makbid only to eat it during a seder, which is a separate issue itself. The Prima Gudim Agav is Medayik from the Mung Avrum. He quotes the Bach that how can you make Misufik the wrong brucha, but does not quote the end of the Bach that if one has made the wrong brucha, one is over and the lav lo sisu. And he says why? The Shitta Satoisus is, it's a very important Shitta. Toisus discusses there whether Nushin can make a brucha on a mitzvah's esser, Shazman Geloma. Most kehilas, the many gears, the mushals came to Abba Minim, Lila Venesri, Basam Ashkenazim, and the Smamish, Yimzokzei Chumra, the Laisha Basiko, all these liquors, Nushim make a brucha, although they are not Mechir. So Tosis discusses how can one do it. You can be Machma, you can do be Mitzvahs, but here's a Shalaf and a Lav and Loisisu. So Tosis says that one is only over the Raisidik and Loisisu if one says Hashem Hashem Leshov. Here, the lady who's saying the Brucha means Faked, she wants to be Mekayim a Mitzvah, she's not Mechir. When one makes a Brucha, even if it's a Brucha Levatula, one has forgotten, one has made the Brucha, and one forgets, one has made the Brucha again, it was not done for Vimzokstam Levatula. It was a Brucha Sheina Mechieves. On a Brucha Sheina Mechieves, one is not over the laugh and the so, and that's why Tosa says one can, is only the Rabunans, and the Chazal said that she's not Mechieves, but if she wants to, she can make. So Shittas Tosa says that on a Brucha Levatula, one is not over laugh and the sister. So that's why the Mung Avrum does not quote the end of the Bach. But the Mung Avrum is also agrees to the Bach that when there's a suffix of Hamoitzi and Mezoinus, one cannot misuffic say Mezoinus. It's a raya that the Mung Avrum agrees with the Bach that on Hamoitzi one can't say Mezoinus. The Tirzov, who was a son-in-law of the Bach, for him for Zankasha, and it says the same like we said before. The Eitzim, all sorts of dough are the same, and one should say mezoinus. Understand? There was a sort of a dough which is considered a bread, which is a subzindach shivas, for one is kaveya sida. It was upgraded, Chazal upgraded the brucha from a boim in a mezoinus to a hamoitzi. But if b'dieved one did not say the hamoitzi, one said the mezoinus, it's as if one would have said on a napkin a shahakl, which one also would have been yoitzi. Another shale is, what would happen if one would say on bread, boirei pri huadumu? Yeah? Do we say that since wheat comes from the ground, one can say a boirei pri huadumu? So it's also, he did not upgrade it, so he went down two grades. Not, he didn't even make a boirei min hamezoinus, he said a boirei pri huadumu, one cake and biscuits. Izochdu in the case of Mishnah, Chayudim says that one is yotze.
What about the wine someone says if by mistake he said
Hu'ei. Yeah, if one l'chayil, you're right. If one has said, okay. if one says that one is yotze with who eats on grape juice, one would be yotze also with the boy of Hedum. You're right, yeah. The Master, the Ritva, says that on bread, if one would say, if I'm not mistaken, it says in Ritva Befeirish that no, you know, right? I've got to mention that even Adam as well. The same Ritva, the Rishon, says that although one on bread, if one would say Boimin Amazonis, one would be Yoitza. If one says Boya Prihu Adumu, one is not Yoitza. Why? Because bread is very distantly related to the original Pela. Yeah, it's been considerably changed. So though one would be Yoitza with Boimin Amazonis, one would not be Yoitza with Boya Prihu Adumu. So we have to understand that there's a difference between grape juice and wine, which we see the Ritva says that one is Yoitza with a Yoitza and Boya Prihu Adumu, and bread, one would not, so the Ritva would not be Yoitza with Boya Prihu Adumu, only with Boimin Amazonis. So I'm going to finish off with a very, maybe it's a shafa masa, but I hope no one will be offended. It's also got a shaykhis to do with the koisus. The Gemara says that there was a Tana Rabbi de Bar Lua who every year, Seder night, drank wine, and those times there wasn't such thing as, wasn't so common grape juice, and not in Nisan time, so there was strong wine, and he had headaches every year from Pesach till Shavuos. So Rabbi de Tzadka was one of the asked the question, how can it be someone had headaches every year from Pesach till Shavuos, not a day earlier, not a day later? So he said that this Pesach symbolizes the going out of Gulas. He says, going out of Gulas without the Kabbalah Satoira is a headache. So he says, we can see now, he said in his times, and the Tzaddik says stays truth, we see over here in Medina Sisul, in the state of Israel, every day is a headache for itself. Whether there's problems from outside, with Iran, with Iraq, whether there's problems the Haraidim, with the Nish Haraidim, every day there's Afgunas. He says, the state of Israel, which is symbolized as going out of Gulas without being Kufif, the Kabbalah Satoira is a headache, came the Yontav of Shavuos, the headache went away.